Ridgeview head coach Jeff Tahan is our guest now inside the Saturday morning huddle as the Raptors win in Sibley last night. And, Coach, you were telling me earlier in the season that Sibley Owechidan, they're better than they were a season ago, and I guess that maybe showed in a 20-6 final score. They hung around, but you guys got it done. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know, got a lot of good teams in this district. They got a lot of athletes, some big kids up front. So, you know, give them some credit. They came out in a defense that we hadn't prepped for or practiced or seen, you know. So the game planned well. So, yeah, we just didn't capitalize on a few things throughout the game. But give credit to our boys for keep fighting and getting the job done.
Didn't capitalize, you say. You told me earlier you were inside the 10 several times, but just couldn't finish it off.
No, we couldn't. And we kind of stalled out a few times. And give credit to Sibley and their, you know, they dialed some stuff up, and we just couldn't get it done right there. But the kids keep fighting, and they did enough to get the job done and win the football game for us.
Well, start to finish, how did it unfold scoring wise? How did the Raptors get on the board, and how did the game play out?
Yeah, we got up early, first quarter right away. We got up 7-0. That's the way it played out until the half. And then I believe we scored 2 touchdowns. I believe 1 in the third and 1 in the fourth to make it 26. You know, you give credit to our defense too for, you know, they run a spread offense. You know, they'll go 5 wide, four, three, and they even go quads at times. So give credit to our defense for playing a heck of a football game and only giving up that team 6 points. That they got a really nice quarterback that can turn a 3-yard, you know, gain into an 80-yard gain real quick. So, you know, proud of the way the defense played.
Yeah, talking more about the defense, you said last year Sibley Owechidan showed you a lot of different looks and you had to make a lot of checks. Was that again the case this year, and how did you respond?
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to come out and, like, you know, they come out in 8 or 9 different type of sets. So defense communicated well. We were very disciplined defense, and we only had one little slip up with the quarterback get out of the pocket and went 45 for a touchdown. You know, so other than that, you know, the defense played a heck of a football game.
But other than that, you kept their QB in the pocket for the most part?
Yep. Other than that, we kept them in check. So I was happy with our D-line play throughout, you know, the backfield. I thought they all played well.
Well, you didn't get it in the end zone, all the chances you had, but you were able to move the ball. Passing, running, were both working last night pretty well?
Passing, I haven't seen the stats yet, but I don't think passing was, we didn't have our greatest of games. We played on our field quite a bit of the game, so the line started making some dents in the fourth quarter, and that's when we started really, our run game really started coming on.
So the line cranked it up last night. We've spoken of the Grant Anderson's passing and Peyton Boyle, Ryan Kugel, and Joe Kenny getting things done and your great receiver core. Everybody's played a part at some point, chipping in, kind of putting you on the spot here. But has anyone else really stepped up? Maybe hasn't gotten the credit or the mention that maybe they deserve?
I would just say the offensive line, you know, you hear about all the skill guys, you know, getting the paper, you know, with their stats, but you know, you always gotta, it always starts and ends with the front, both offensively and defensively. You know, your Cole Deegan, your center, had wonderful snaps all year. I mean, Jack Mentzer that's stepped in this year, and played a pretty good tackle for us this year. Kyle Schermbeck, Joe Kenny, and David Tiefenthaler, you know, hats off to those guys for always fighting for us in the trenches.
And hats off to Ridgeview on a 20-6 win at Sibley Owechidan last night. Now 6-1 overall and 3-1 in 1A district play. And they'll be back home in Holstein next Friday to take on West Line. And that will be our Area Game of the Week broadcast on Mix 101.7. Coach Tahan, thanks a lot for the visit, and we will chat again soon.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.